With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news at this hour as the U.S. and Israel have launched an attack on Iran. The first apparent strike in Operation Epic Fury happening near the offices of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard said it responded by launching a first wave of drones and missiles targeting Israel. Meanwhile, Bahrain said that a missile attack targeted the U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet headquarters in the island kingdom. Iranian media reporting strikes nationwide this morning as President Trump said in a video posting on social media that the U.S. has begun, quote, major combat operations in Iran, unquote. He claimed Iran had continued to develop its nuclear program and plans to develop missiles to reach the U.S. and appeal to the Iranian people to take over your government. President Trump also acknowledging that there could be American casualties following Iran strikes, saying that, quote, happens in war, unquote. Roads to Khamenei's compound in downtown Tehran had been shut down by authorities as other blasts rang out, neighboring Iraq closing its airspace, as well as the Ministry of Transport saying the United Arab Emirates closing its airspace. Speaking with Salem Radio, military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says that there are limitations to aerial airstrikes against Iran.
You're not going to take over Iran and defeat Iran from the air. You can bomb it to misery, but you know, if you really want to take over, you have to have a ground force. And right now, there's not an organized, organic capability.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis speaking with the Salem Radio Network. Again, recapping breaking news this hour, the U.S. and Israel launching an attack on Iran, the first apparent operation called Epic Fury happening near the offices of the Supreme Leader. More as this develops, of course. This is SRN News. Abortion pills are to blame in a Texas murder case.
John Demeter, a 25-year-old from the town of Spring, is charged with secretly giving his pregnant girlfriend abortifacients, causing her to lose the unborn child. Police say Demeter had been urging the woman to have an abortion, offering to pay for the procedure, but she had refused. This is the latest of several similar cases in various states. Pro-life advocates predict there will be more so long as abortion pills are widely available. Michael Harrington reporting.
The government in Algeria is ramping up persecution of Christians. Peter Augustin, a religious freedom advocate who focuses on Algeria, tells International Christian Concern that government officials have tightened restrictions on non-Muslim religious groups, making it more difficult for Christians to practice their faith, organize events, or even gather. Scores of churches have been closed in the last 10 years in Algeria, where the population is 98% Muslim. This is SRN News. Security in Europe is tight as Sweden intercepts a suspected Russian drone. More on this particular story from correspondent Charles Deladesma.
The French nuclear-powered aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle is docked in the southern Swedish city of Malmö as part of regular NATO exercises. Security remains tight following the drone incident. The armed forces say a Swedish naval ship observed the suspected drone during a patrol in Øresund, the strait that divides Sweden from Denmark. Then countermeasures were taken to disrupt the drone and contact with it lost. The drone was situated around 6 miles from the Charles de Gaulle. Meanwhile, Sweden's defence minister has told public broadcaster SVT the suspected drone violation happened in connection with a Russian military ship being in Swedish territorial waters. I'm Charles Deladesma.
You'll find more details plus breaking news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.